Be'ez Hashem Yisboch, we continue in the Hakdama of the Mishnah Torah in the Mitzvah Leisa Seh, in the middle of the Halach is talking about the Karbanis in the Beis HaMikdash. We're up to Leisa Seh, Negative Prohibition, number Kuf Chov Gimel, 123. Not to take out the meat of the Karban Pesach from the group, which is the group that was made up to eat that Karban Pesach together. Now that I move it from that group, like it says in the Pasuk, Leisitim Nabayis, don't take it out from the house. Kuf Chov Dal, 124. Don't make the remnants of the flour offerings which the Kohanim eat, that cannot be made leavened, meaning chametz stick. Shlomo says in the Pesach, so offer chametz chalkim, they cannot bake their portion of the flour offering in chametz. Kaf Chaf Hei 125, Shlolecha Pesach HaPesach, one is not allowed to eat the meat of the Karban Pesach, no, which a little bit partially roasted, or mevushal, or cooked. Shlomo says in the Pesach, al toicha menu no, uvashal mevushal, one cannot eat from it partially roasted or cooked, it has to be eaten roasted. Kuf Chavav 126. One is not allowed to give to eat from the meat of the Karban Pesach to the resident convert who is a Gentile who accepted upon himself the seven Noahide mitzvahs in front of Beis Din because this is what Hashem commanded. Still, he's not allowed to eat from the meat of the Karban Pesach. Shem says in the pasuk, Toshim, the resident convert, the Sacher, and he, a Gentile who is a worker by a Jew, Leichel, but he's not allowed to eat from the Karban Pesach. Kuf Chavav 127. Shle Yichel Arul B'sah Pesach. Someone who's uncircumcised is not allowed to eat from the meat of the Karban Pesach. Shem like says in the pasuk, B'chal Arul Leichel, but anyone who's uncircumcised is not allowed to eat from it. Kuf Chavav 128. Shle Hachel B'sah Pesach Lisot Shen Neshtamet. One should not give to eat from the meat of the Karban Pesach to a Jew that rebelled against the Jewish law. Shlomo says in the pasuk, "Kol ben necher lo yichel by any foreign son shall not eat from it." Kalim, in other words, Yisrael, a Jew, shenilu ben necher that is now accompanying the foreign sons, meaning va'avad by dezar kamaisim, he's worshiping idolatry like them. Lo yichel by he's not allowed to eat from the Karban Pesach. Kuf Chav Tes 129. Lo yichel odem shenitmam kadoshim, that a person who became tamei, became ritually impure, is not allowed to eat from karban. Shlomo says in the pasuk, or any holy things. That the soul that's going to eat from the meat of the carbon shlam, that's for Hashem, and this tumah is on him, so any carbon, he is going to be chayiv that liability. Kaf Lamed 130, shouldn't eat from when the kachim, the carbon itself, became tameh. If the meat of the carbon touch anything that's tameh, it cannot be eaten. Kaf Lamed 131, Shlelecha Noisa, one's not allowed to eat the meat of a carbon that is left over its designated time that it's allowed to be eaten. Shlomo says in Pasuk, Va'eichlov, and whoever eats it, Abayni is going to carry a sin, V'nichrasar Nevashahi, and that soul is going to be cut off because he's eating Noisa. Kaf Lamed Beis 132, Shlelecha Pigal, it's a carbon that was slaughtered when the Kohen had a machshava that it's either going to be eaten or sacrificed beyond the time that's allowed to be. That carbon that had the machshava becomes invalidated with what's called Pigal. And now that cannot be eaten. Shnoach says in the pasuk, "A makavaisu, whoever sacrifices it, lo yichashav loy." It's not going to be considered for him as a valid carbon. Pigal yeh, it's considered as pigal. But nefesh achilzman, and therefore whoever eats from it, avayna tisa will carry his sin, bukaris, and that's the punishment of karis. Kavul megim 133. Shlo yechol zar trumas. A non-kohen is not allowed to eat trumas, which are things that are elevated from the produce that are designated for kahanim. Shnoach says in the pasuk, "B'chol zar lo yechol kodesh." Any foreigner is not allowed to eat these holy things, referring to truma. Kav Lamed 134, Shlo Yichel, that he shouldn't eat a fillet toshav kohen, even if he's hired out to a kohen forever. Uschichei, or he's hired out to the kohen for a designated amount of time, he's not allowed to eat truma. Shnemar, like says in the pasuk, an eved of a kohen is allowed to, but not a toshav besachah. Shnemar, like says in the pasuk, toshav kohen besachah, Lo Yichel kodesh. The pasuk explicitly says the laborer, whether forever or for time being, is not allowed to eat these holy items of truma. Kuf Lamed Hei 135, Shayechel Arab Truma, that an uncircumcised person is not allowed to eat Truma, even if it's a kind. V'odin L'shar Kachem, same thing is for other Kachem, other Karbanos. But Davazel L'mode HaKosim Na Pesach, this is actually learned out from the Karban Pesach, like we mentioned before, that Arul is forbidden. And we learn out B'Gzer Shava, where the same word is by both contexts. V'ein Mefesh Min HaTorah, even though it's not explicit in the Torah. But in Pesach Mu'lamdu, from tradition of his Torah, She'issa Arul B'Kadoshim B'Gufei Torah, that the prohibition for an uncircumcised person regarding Kadoshim is from the primary halachas of the Torah. It's biblical. V'ein Mu'lamdu B'Gzer, it's not from rabbinic law. Kav Lamed Vav 136. Shliyichel Kain Tamei Truma. A Kain that's Tamei is not allowed to eat Truma. Shlomo says in the Pasuk, Ish Mizaracha, a man from your descendants who is Tamei B'Kadoshim L'Yichel is not allowed to eat from the holy things that of Truma. Kav Lamed Zayin 137. Shliyichel Chalala, which is a woman that was born where the parents were forbidden, where the Kain married someone who was forbidden to him, or she was forbidden to a Kain and she had Biyu with that Kain. Either way, if she becomes a desecrated woman, she's not allowed to eat Kaidish, the holy things, like trumas, not trumas, like chazav b'shoik, neither the parts of the animal of the carbon that the kain gets for his family, the breast and the thigh. No, Shlomo says in pasuk, "Bas kain, the daughter of a kain, kisil lezar." If she's intimate with a foreign person that's forbidden to her, so she becomes a chalala. He betrumas a kachem loyseichel. She's not allowed to eat from the elevated parts of the holy things. Kaf Lamed Ches 138. Shlei te'ochel michas kain. that the flour offering of a kain, whatever, whenever he brings it, should not be eaten. Unlike regular mincha, the leftovers are eaten. No, all of it is burnt. Like says the pasuk, "Chol minchas kain, every flour offering of a kain, called here should be totally burned. Lo yisa ochal should not be eaten." Kavla mates 139. Shalalecha besarcha tois anasa befnim, that the meat of a karmachatas that was done inside the heichal and mizbeach hazavah, the kodesh hakodesh, and the blood was sprayed by there, where it's supposed to be outside in the outer mizbeach, if it was done inside, that meat should not be eaten of the achatas. Shalom says in the pasuk, "Chol achatas shiv medama." Any sin offering that its blood was burned inside is invalid. Again, it cannot be eaten, its meat. Kuf Mem 140. Shalalecha b'sulim mekdashim. One should not eat the karbanis that became invalidated, shahutl b'ahem mum b'kabana, if there was deliberately inflicted a blemish in it, invalidating it. Now the meat cannot be eaten. Shalom says, "Pasuk le'seichel kol ta'eba." It should not be eaten, all of this abomination, which l'man piashmu, we learn from tradition, shab b'sulim mekdashim. It's talking about carbon that became invalidated, which usually could redeem and eat. No, shahutl b'mum, where someone deliberately inflicted a blemish, that's forbidden to eat that meat. Kof Mem'alef, loisa say, negative prohibition number 141. One shouldn't eat the second tithe, which the first tithe is given to the Levi, and the second tithe is brought up and eaten in Yerushalayim, that there's a prohibition of eating the second tithe, shaladogan, that's for grain. There's three types of that are biblical, and each one is a separate loisa to say, of grain to eat it chutz l'shem out of Yerushalayim. Like it says in Pasuk, you shouldn't eat in your towns, in your gates, the tithing of the grain. Kaf Mem Beis 142, Shalalecha Maaser Sheni Shalatirish, not to eat the second tithe of wine, Chutz L'Rishayim Adav Yishlam, Shalamayit, like it says in the Pasuk, Tirei Shchei Yewine. And Kaf Mem Gil 143, Shalalecha Maaser Sheni Shalitzer, not to eat the second tithe of oil, Chutz L'Rishayim Adav Yishlam, Shalamayit, like it says in the Pasuk, Yitzarecha, and your oil, that these all have to be eaten in Yerushalayim. Kaf Mem Dal 144, Shalalecha B'char Tamim, not to eat an unblemished firstborn animal, Chutz L'Rishayim Adav Yishlam, Shalamayit, like it says in the Pasuk, you cannot, and it says a B'chayris in the firstborns. Kof Mem Hei 145. Shlo Yichla Kahan, the Kam should not eat a chatz of Ashma, a sin or a guilt offering, chutz lazar, out of the courtyard of the Beis HaMikdash. Shlo Mem Hei says, you cannot, in that pasuk, it says, B'karcha B'tzaynecha, your cattle and your flock, which from Pia Shomu Alamna from tradition, they learned, Shlo Baha Kasa, what's the pasuk coming to tell us? Rather, Elo, lest B'sar Chatzayis V'Hashem is chutz lazar, that it's forbidden to eat the meat of the chatz of Ashma out of the Azar. L'fisha Kaldava She'ochel, chutz lam kamachalosi, because anything that's eaten out of the area of where it's supposed to be eaten, Lisuchu lecho b'shurecha ekar ba, I recite in it what the pasuk says, you cannot eat it in your gates. It means not necessarily out of Yerushalayim, but out of wherever it's supposed to be eaten. Kaf Mem Vav 146. Shalecho b'sar oila, one should not eat the meat of a korban oila, which should be totally burnt on the mizbeach. Shalom like says the pasuk, lisuchu, you cannot. V'chol nederecha shatidu, and every vow that you're going to vow, kolim, in other words, where do you see from this pasuk? Lisuchu lecho nederecha shatidu, you're not allowed to eat the vows that you vowed. V'zui azar, and this is also the prohibition, shalchom mol, that anyone who misappropriates, that shlo yehonim and the kachim asur and lohanesmen, they now have benefit from the kachim, which are forbidden for him to have benefit. And then, if he does have pleasure, mol, he committed misappropriation and he's liable for that. Kof Mem Zayin 147. Shlo lecho basar kachim kam, one should not eat the meat of the lower level kachim, like shlamim. Kodim zrik is done before the blood was sprayed. Shlo like it says, but leisuchi cannot v'nid vaisecha, and that which you donate. Kolim, in other words, leisuchi lecho nid vaisecha, neither can you eat not just nedagim, which referring to oila, but even that which you donate when achizor gdam, until the blood is sprayed. But then you could eat after that. Kuf Mem Ches 148. Shleichel Zar, a foreigner, should not eat Besar Kachem Kachem, meaning a non-Kohen, should not eat from the higher level Kachem, like Chatas and Ashram. Shlom says, Bazi Bezor Leichel, Kikoy Deshem. A foreigner is not allowed to eat because holy, he could only eat my Kahanim. Kuf Mem Ches 149. Shleichel Kohen, a Kohen should not eat Bikurim, that of the first fruits, when a person brings from the Shiva Zaminim, Koy Menachas Bazar, before it's placed into the court, Shlomo says in the Pasuk, Leisuchel, you cannot, and says, Truma Seidecha, that which is elevated from your hand, Ila Bukurim, that refers to the first fruits, has to come into the Azar first. Kuf Nun 150. Shalechel Maisa Sheini Betuma. The second tithe should not be eaten in Tuma, fulfilled with Yerushalayim, even if it's in Yerushalayim, actually put until it's redeemed. Shlomo says in the Pasuk, Be'art Menim Betuma, I did not consume from it when it was Tame, so you have to first redeem it, because it's Tame, and then you eat its redemption value. Kuf Nun 151. Shalalecha Maisa Shin Baninis. One should not eat the second tithe in the state of mourning. Shlomo says, I didn't eat it in the state of Baninis in the tsar of having lost a relative. Kufnun Beis 152. Shalalehoitzi Deme Maisa Sheni. Not to expend the monies of the Maisa Sheni, which if you take the second tithe and you redeem it and you bring the money up to your shlime, you cannot utilize it Bashar Dvarm Shem Machil Shtiyah for other utilities that don't apply to eating or drinking. Shlomo says, impossible. Lisatim Menu Lemes. I didn't give from it from the Maisa Sheni funds. This is what he says when he confesses, when he got rid of everything, he used it up. I didn't give it Lemes for a dead person. Now, whatever is beyond the needs of the body of a living person, I like recited that I've given it to a dead person. So it has to be for the life force of a living person, like eating and drinking. Kufin Gimel 153. Shalelecha tevel, not to eat tevel. Now what's tevel? Tevel the untithed produce refers to things that grow from the ground. Hachayiv b'trumas ha'maisa that are liable, they're responsible to take off trumas ha'maisa to give it to the kohen to the Levi. Shlohitziyum in trumas Hashem, that the person did not take off from it the elevated parts for Hashem. Shlomo says in pasuk b'leichalas kachem bnei Yisrael, don't desecrate the holy things of the Jewish people. Isa sheyirimu l'Hashem, that they will elevate to Hashem. Kolim, in other words, dvarim she'nasidin lahar ma'isim Hashem, things that you're going to ultimately take off, but you didn't do it yet. L'yaso eisen chol, meaning don't be machal, don't make it mundane, meaning to be yechel or something to eat in this untithed state. That's the prohibition about eating tevel. Kuf Nun Dal 154. Shall lahakim truma labikurim, not to separate truma to give it to the kohen before you separate bikurim, which are the first fruits. And b'le ma'aser rishon la'truma, not to do the first tithe for the levi before the truma. B'le ma'aser shen la'rishon, not to the second tithe, which he brings up at Eitzim Yerushalayim before the first tithe. Elamitzin al aseid, rather you have to take it out in that order. Bikurim tchila, first the first fruits. You bring that to the azar. V'achkach truma dal, then the primary truma which is given to the kohen. That's around 1/50. V'achkach ma'aser rishon, then the first tithe which is given to levi. V'achkach ma'aser shen, and then the second tithe which eats in Yerushalayim. Shlomo says in the pasuk in that order. Milei ascha, which is bikurim, which fills up the grain when it's ripening. V'nemacha, which is a reference to truma. Lois acher, don't delay. Meaning kolema lois acher davar. Don't delay that which is supposed to go first. First go Bikurim, then Truma, then Ma'aser Shereishin, then Ma'aser Sheni. Kufnan Hey, 155. Not to delay the vows and donations that he had vowed or donated to bring. Don't be late in paying it up. Bring it as soon as possible to the Beis HaMikdash. Kufnan Vav 156. Not to go up to spend the yomtiv in Yerushalayim, b'loy carbon, without a carbon, without a sacrifice to Hashem. Shlomo says, "Impossible." Don't see my face empty-handed. Kufnan Zayin 157. Shloy laval dvarim, so also adman nafsha. Person should not violate things that he may prohibit on himself. Shlomo says, "Impossible." Liachal dvari, he should not profane his words. Meaning, keep the words that you said. Now moving on to those who do the avodah in Beis Hamikdash. Kufnan Ches 158. Shlikach koyin zayna. A koyin should not take as a wife a harlot, meaning a Jewish woman who had bia to someone that's forbidden to her to marry, or she had bia with a chalal that makes her into a zayna. Shlomo says the pasuk isha zayna, and says over there lo yikachu, they, the kohen, should not marry a woman that's a zayna. Kufnan Tes 159. Shlikach kohen chalala. Kohen should not take a chalala, which we spoke about unless it's a kafla mazayin, how a woman becomes a desecrated woman. Shlomo says the pasuk chalala yikachu, they shouldn't take a chalala. Kav Samach 160, Shalikach Kohen Gerusha. A Kohen should not marry a divorcee. Shalomek says, Apostle, Isha Gerusha Meisha, a woman who's divorced from her husband, Likachu, they shouldn't take. Kav Samach 161, Shalikach Kohen Gadol Amana. A Kohen Gadol, a high priest, should not marry a widow. That's specifically a Kohen Gadol. Shalomek says, Apostle, Amana, a widow, a Gerusha, a divorcee, Bechalala, and a Chalala, Zaina, Zaina, as Eloh Ikach, these he should not take. Kav Samach 162, Shalibu Kohen Gadol Amana. A high priest should not have beer with a widow, but Philip Likadush, meaning even not getting engaged, married to. And the reason, because he desecrates her. Shemek says the pasuk regarding him, it says lechal zar ba'amav, he should not desecrate his descendants from his people. That's his prohibition, not to desecrate not only his children but also even a valid woman, which would be the case if he had to be with almana. Kaf Samachim 163, Shalikon is Kohen LaMikdash. A Kohen should not enter into the Beis HaMikdash Peru Roish with his hair growing wild. Shemek says the pasuk to Sheikh Matafro, don't let your hair grow wild. Kavsa Magdal 164. Shleikon is koin la mikdash kru begadim. A koin should not enter the base of mikdash with his garments torn. Shlomo says possibly deichem leisefreimu, that your garment should not be torn. Kavsa Machay 165. Shleitzik koin min azaga b'shas avoda. A koin should not go out from the courtyard during the time of the avoda. Shlomo says possibly pesach elmoi leisetsu from the entry elo elmoi. He shouldn't go out. Kavsa Magvav 166. Shleitamik koin hitl shamesim. A regular koin should not make himself tummy to other dead people, like it says in the pasuk, "Lenefesh leitama amav," to a soul, he shouldn't make himself tummy and his people, meaning besides his seven close relatives. Kavas Amachzayin 167, "Shleitama kohen gadol v'avle krayv," the high priest shouldn't make himself tummy even to his relative. Shlomo says in the pasuk, "Lo'avle ima leitama," to his father, to his mother, he should not make himself tummy. Kavas Amachzayin 168, "Shleikones kohen gadol emes," the high priest should not go into a room where there is a dead person. Shlomo says in the pasuk, "Al kol nafsh esmeis le'avi," that for every soul of a dead person, he shouldn't come in. Which kachlam piashmu, this is what they learn from tradition. Shuchay bebal yabit, he's liable for not coming in, and v'chay bebal yabit, he's also liable for not making himself tummy. Kavsa Mechtes 169, "Shlikach kol sheva Levi chelik ba'aretz." The entire tribe of Levi should not take a portion in the land of Israel. Shlomo says in the pasuk, "Benach le'yiloi," and a portion should not be to him. Kav 170, "Shlikach kol sheva Levi chelik ba'biza." The entire tribe of Levi should not take a portion of the spoils of war, b'shas kibush aretz, when they conquered the land of Israel. Shlomo says in the pasuk, "Le'yiloi kam levim," should not people kam levim, again a portion in that too. Kav 171, "Shlilas kor chal meis," not to make a bald spot by removing the hair is like a sign of mourning on that a person died the way the non-Jews do. Something like it says in the pasuk, don't place a bald spot between your eyes, meaning on your hair, for a dead person. Mitzvah Kuf Ein Beis continues on to things that are prohibited to eat. Kuf Ein Beis, negative prohibition number 172. Shalechel be mitmeya, not to eat a non-kosher animal. Shemek says in the pasuk, achazel lo yisoich lo mimalagir. From this, you should not eat from those that chew its cud of non-kosher animals. Kofayin Gimel, 173. Shalechel dog tamay, not to eat non-kosher fish. Shemek says in the pasuk, v'sheket tzielichem. It should be disgusting for you, mibsagam leisachil, from the flesh you shouldn't eat, which refers to the fish over there. Kofayin Dal, 174. Shalechel if tamay, not to eat non-kosher birds, fowl. Shalom says in the positive, "Eilu teshaktu and if this should be disgusted for you from the birds, lo yochle should not be eaten." Kovayin 175, "Shleilechol sheretz oif, not to eat the insects that fly." Shalom says in the positive, "Chol sheretz oif and all the insects of the birds, tamei lechem are impure for you, lo yochle they should not be eaten." Kovayin vav 176, "Shleilechol sheretz oretz, not to eat insects from the ground." Shalom says in the positive, "Chol sheretz oretz, all insects that crawl on the ground, sheketu it's disgusting, lo yochle should not be eaten." Kofayin Zayin 177, Shleilechol Remes Oretz, not to eat from these creepy, crawly creatures that are from the ground, meaning that they're actually created from the garbage and from the dead bodies, like worms and maggots and things like that. Shalom says in the Pasuk, "V'yisetamas nafshesechem," you should not defile your souls, b'chol asheretz Remes Oretz, from all the insects that crawl, that creep on the ground. Kofayin Ches 178, Shleilechol Telas HaPeiros Kishateis Lavin, not to eat the worms of the fruits that come from the fruits, Kishateis Lavin, only when they come out into the airspace, that's when they become prohibited. Shalom says in the Pasuk, "L'chol Asheretz HaSheretz HaLaoretz," for all those insects that crawl on the ground, Lo'yseichem, you should not be eaten. Kofayin Ches 179, Shleilechol Sheretz HaMayim, not to eat insects from the water. Shalom says in the Pasuk, "Al Teshaksus Nafshesechem, L'chol Asheretz HaSheretz," don't disgust your souls from all those insects that crawl that are aquatic insects. Kof Pei 180, Shalechol Mesa, not to eat a dead creature. Shalom says in the Pasuk, don't eat all those that died, meaning that they weren't slaughtered. Kof Pei Av 181, Shalechol Treva, not to eat an animal that has a mortal defect. Shalom says in the Pasuk, Vosar Masad Treva, if you had just the simple case, the meat in the field, the animal that was mauled, it was killed by not through slaughtering, but it's also, if it has a mortal defect, it's being killed from not through slaughtering. Lo Yisei Chelu, they should not be eaten. Kof Pei Beis 182, Shalechol Evim Nachai, not to eat a limb that was cut off from a living creature. Shalom says in the Pasuk, Loisechol Hanefesh Amavasa, don't eat the soul with the flesh, meaning when it's still alive. Kopei Gimel 183, Shalechol Gid Anosha, not to eat the sciatic nerve that was displaced by Yaakov Vino, and we can't eat that in an animal. Shalom says in the Pasuk, Alkein Lo Yechol Bnei Yisrael, Sciatic Anosha, therefore the Jewish people did not eat the sciatic nerve that was pushed away with the angel of Esav that was fighting with him. Kofei Dal 184, Shalechol Dam, not to eat blood. Shnemelik says in the Pasuk, B'chol Dam Loisechelu, all blood should not be eaten. Kofei 185, Shalechol Chelev, which are certain fats of an animal that are forbidden to be eaten. Shnemelik says in the Pasuk, Kol Chelev Shoreg V'chesa Be'ez Loisechelu. All the fats, which are certain types of fats, of the ox and the lamb and the goat should not be eaten. Kofei 186, Shalechol Lavashel Basal B'chol, not to cook meat with milk. The prohibition is the actual cooking. Shnemelik says in the Pasuk, Savash Gidi B'chalei Dimoy, don't cook the kid in its mother's milk. Kofei Zayin 187, Shleilechol Basal B'chol, not to eat the milk and meat mixture. Shlomo says in the Pasuk, Le'savash Gidei B'chalei Bimoy, which it says a Pam Shniyah, a second time, once in Shmoyis Perech of Gimel, once in Shmoyis Perech Lamadal, which Kochlam the Piyash Mudish, they learned from tradition, She'erechad Le'isa, Bishl, one is to tell you that it's prohibited to actually cook, Ve'echad Le'zachil, one is to prohibition to eat it. Kofei Ches 188, Shleilechol Basar Shor HaNiskol, not to eat from the meat of an ox that its verdict has been handed down that it has to be stoned. I mean, when stoned, it's in the Vela. But if it killed a person or it sodomized a person or sodomized through a person, it has to be stoned. Once the verdict is handed down, it's already forbidden to eat from that meat. Shnemak says, impossible, le'yochel is pesach, it's flesh should not be eaten. Kopet 189, shalalechol pas tevuach hadosha, not to eat bread from new grain from that year, koyma pesach, before pesach, meaning before the carbon aim is brought. Shnemak says, impossible, lechem and bread, lo'yseichlu, should not be eaten yet until the aim is brought on the second day of pesach. Kopet 190, shalalechol koli, not to eat the grain that's roasted in the fire, roasted grain, melachadish from the new grain, again, before the oimer, shalom, like it says in the Pasuk, but kali in the roasted grain, loy soichlu, it says further on that it shouldn't be eaten. Kotzadi alab, 191, shleilechol karmel, which is moist kernels, that should also not be eaten, mitubuch hadash from the new grain, again, before the oimer, shalom, like it says in the Pasuk, but karmel loy soichlu, and says that the plum kernel should not be eaten. Kotzadi beis, 192, shleilechol arla, not to eat the fruits of a tree in its first 3 years. Shalom says in the Pasuk, Shal Shalom Yilchem Arelim, the first 3 years it should be that it's closed up. Lo Yachol should not be eaten. Kav Tzav the Gimel, 193. Shalalechel kila akarim, not to eat a forbidden mixture of other things that are planted in the vineyard. Like it says in the pasuk, it says you should not plant your vineyard kalaim because it says pintikdash. Maybe it's going to be separated in that it's prohibited hamaleya, the grain that is filling up of hazera, the seed ashatizra that you planted utzvus agarim, and the grain of the vineyard, which is prohibited mixture. So isachil has prohibition of eating that mixture. Kav Tzadi Dal 194, Shalalistos Yain Nesach, not to drink wine that was diluted for the honor of the Avodizara, like to mixed to pour. Shlomo says the Pasik, Ashachelim Zevachem Yechelim, because the fats of their karbanas, of their sacrifices they eat, or Yishtu Yain Nesichim, they drink the wine that they poured. These are things that are part of the sacrifices of Avodizara, and it's forbidden. Kav Tzadi Hei 195, Shalalichel Belishtos Derech Zayil B'Saybe, not to eat and drink the way a glutton does and the drunkard does. Shlomo says the Pasik, V'nei Nuzea, our son, the famous Ben Sayre Meir, is Zayl B'Seve, he's a glutton and a drunkard. We see that that's forbidden to be done. Kav Tzadivav 196, Shalechel B'yim Atzeim, not to eat on the day of the fast, which is referring to Yom Kippur. Shalom says in the Pasuk, Kichal HaNefesh, Shalois Wundik, because any soul that's not going to afflict himself and is going to eat, is violating this Isser. Kav Tzadiv Zayin 197, Shalechel Chametz B'Pesach, not to eat any leavened or fermented dough on Pesach. Shalom says in the Pasuk, B'Leyochel Chametz, Chametz should not be eaten. Not even a mixture of chametz. Shlomo says, "Kol machmetz leisachilu." All things that have chametz should not be eaten. Kavod Tzadik says, 199. Shalechol chametz achar chatzais. Not even to eat chametz after noon of Yom Ba'aser on the 14th of Nisan, the Erev Pesach. Shlomo says in the pasuk, "Leisachilu love chametz." Not to eat on it, meaning when you bring the Karban Pesach, which afternoon on Erev Pesach, chametz should not be eaten. Then, Reish mitzvahs leisachin number 200. Shleyirah chametz. Chametz should not be seen throughout the Yom of a Pesach. Shlomo says, "Possibly you're all chametz. No chametz should be seen by you." Reish Av 201. Shlei Matzi chametz. Chametz should not be found in his possession, even if he doesn't see it, even if it's another city. Shlomo says, "The pasuk early matzah bebateichem. This leavening should not be found in your homes." Reish Beis 202. Shlei Ishta Nazir Yain. The Nazir is someone who takes a vow to be prohibited in cutting his ear, tamal mesim, and drinking wine. He's not drinking wine. And b'lo davar shenis orav b'yain, and even anything that has wine mixed into it, v'tamik tamayan, and its taste tastes like wine. Shlomo says in the pasuk, b'chamishchas enav, anything that's soaked even with grapes, and v'fela hechbetayan, even if the wine ferments and it sours, vinegary, a davar shenis orav b'yain, or something that has wine mixed into it, even the harizah asalav is still going to be forbidden. Shlomo says in the pasuk, choymitz yain, v'choymitz sheichal yishta, even the vinegar of wine or the vinegar of the old wine, yishta shouldn't drink. Reish Gimel 203, Shleichel Anav Melachim, he's not to eat moist grapes. Shlomo says in the Pasuk, Anav Melachim, etc. Lo Yechel, he shouldn't eat moist grapes. Reish Dal 204, Shleichel Anav Yevashim, he shouldn't eat dried grapes, raisins. Shlomo says in the Pasuk, Yevashim Lo Yechel, if they're dry, he shouldn't eat it. Reish 205, Shleichel Charetzan, he shouldn't eat even the grape seeds. Shlomo says in the Pasuk, Mecharetzan, from the grape seeds, etc. It says Lo Yechel, he shouldn't eat it. Reish Rav 206, Shleichel Zugim, he shouldn't eat the grape skins. Shlomo says in the Pasuk, about Zug Lo Yechel, all the way to the grape skins, he shouldn't eat it. Rishayin 207 Shalei Tamei Nuz Lames. This Nazir should not become tummy to a dead person. Namik says the pasuk LaObel Imet, his father, his mother, etc. Lo Yitamei Lame Meis, will not make himself tummy when they die. Rishches 208 Shalei Kans Bari Lames. He shouldn't go into a room where there's a dead person. Namik says the pasuk Al Nevesh Meis LaYavoi, where there's a dead person, he shouldn't come into that room. Reish Tes 209 Shalei Galecha Nazir Nazan Al Cut Off His Ear. Namik says the pasuk Tarli Yaval Reishay, shouldn't have a razor going over his head. Now we continue on to those who are holding back the responsibility of helping out others in their society. Ratio 210. Shlaliksa kolasada, not to harvest the entire field. Shlomo says, you should not cut off the corners of the fields when you're harvesting. You have to leave over what's called peya, the corner for the poor. Ratio 211. Shlalikar hashibalim, not to gather the stalks, hanifal b'shas ksir, that fall at the time when the harvesting. Shlomo says, the leket, this is what it's called, the gleanings of ketzircha of your harvest, lays like you shouldn't gather, you have to leave them for the poor. Rishon Beis 212 Shalei Livtzer Eilis Hakerem, that one should not harvest the clusters of grapes that have very few grapes on them. Those clusters should not be harvested. Shlomo says the pasuk Karmach Leis Oil, and your vineyard you should not take off those oilis. Rishon Gimel 213 Shalei Likud Perid Hakerem, not to gather the individual grapes that fall during the harvest. Shlomo says the pasuk of Feri Karmacha and the specifics of your grapevine, Lois Alaka, don't gather, leave those grapes. Reish Adal 214. Shlomo Likach Imar Shikha, not to take the bundles that are forgotten. Shlomo says the pasuk of Social Bekachta, you're not allowed to go back to get it. And Mechin Lachali Lanasir Shikha. So to all trees, there's this prohibition of taking the forgotten piles. Shlomo says the pasuk of Safar Acharecha, don't go ahead and cut off what you forgot by the corners of of the pe'er, which those are the branches, don't go back and take what was forgotten. Rish says vav 215. Shloi lazroi kilezram. One is not allowed to sow, plant a prohibited mixture of different seeds. Shlomik says the pasuk sotchalei sejakalim. Your field, you're not allowed to plant with different mixtures. Rish vav 216. Shloi lizer tfuah. One is not allowed to plant grain or yarek or vegetables by karam in the vineyard. That's a specific prohibition of mixtures of a vineyard, like it says, le'sizer karmach ha'klam, you're not allowed to plant your vineyard a mixture with other things. Rishon Zayin 217, shalei l'arbia behema, a different type of forbidden mixture is not to mate your animal, min im she'enim, meaning one species with a different type of species, that's not the same type. Shemaat says, in the pasuk, behem tochol l'arbia klayim, your animal, you should not mate them with a different mixture. Rishon Ches 218, shalei yasim alocha, b'shnei min behema ke'echad. One shouldn't do work with two different animals together. Shemaat says, in the pasuk, le'sachrish b'shor v'chamar yachad, you're not allowed to plow with an ox and the donkey together, you can't have that, that's also a forbidden mixture of them working together. Rishon Ches 219, shalach sem behema b'shas malocha. One is not allowed to muzzle an animal when it's doing work, but davar shaychelts men debenenis, if it's working on something that it would eat from it and have pleasure from. Shnemek says in the pasuk, l'sach sem shabedishay, you're not allowed to muzzle your ox when it's threshing. Reish Chav 220, shalaylavad adama b'shviz. One is not allowed to work the ground in the shmita year. Shnemek says in the pasuk, satchali sizra, your field you shouldn't plant. Reish Chav 221, shalaylavad ilum b'shviz. One shouldn't work a tree in the shmita year. Shnemek says that your vineyard you shouldn't be pruning. Reishchav Beis 222, one shouldn't go ahead and harvest the growths that grew by themselves in the Shemitah year, which are called the aftergrowths from the previous years. Not allowed to harvest the in the normal way, the way you usually harvest it in other years. Shemek says in the pasuk, that the aftergrowths of your harvest you shouldn't harvest in the Shemitah year. Reishchav Gimel 223, you're not allowed to gather the fruits of the trees in the seventh year, the way you normally gather in every other year. Shlomo says in the pasuk, the grapes of what's separated should not be harvested. Reish Chavdal 224, not to do work in the Yovel year, which is the 50th year, the Jubilee year, bein adam bein ilum, whether on the ground or whether in the trees. Shlomo says in the pasuk, ba says regarding it, don't sow, don't plant. Rish Chafei 225, not to harvest the aftergrowths in the Yevil year like other years, mean the way you usually do in other years. But like it says regarding at least six or seven, don't harvest its aftergrowths. Rish Chavav 226, not to gather the fruits on the Yevil year, like the gathering of other years, but like it says regarding at least six or seven, don't harvest that which is separated from it. Rish Chav Zayin 227, not to sell a field in the land of Eretz Yisrael forever. Shlomo says the pasuk, but ogetz leisemoch leitzmis, the land is not allowed to be sold eternally. Rish Chav Ches 228, shlo lishanis migrash halavim, not to change the migrash of the levim, which is the 3,000 amos surrounding the Levite cities that are supposed to be open. Now they change that, or stay same, and their fields. Shlomo says the pasuk, stay migrash alavim leimocher, the field of the open areas of the cities that should not be sold, which may piash molamde from tradition they learn. Shesu ashar shleishan, that's a warning that it's not allowed to change. It has to be as it's supposed to be. Can't change it for a different utility. Reish Chav Tes 229, not to forsake the Levites, the Levim. Shlomo says in Pasuk, Yishamalcha, you should be careful for yourself, Pentazav as Levi, whether you're going to forsake the Levi. Rather, you have to give them their gifts, like my sir Shani, like my sir Rishon, Umesamchen, you have to make them happy, and every single Yom Tov, you have to provide for them. Reish Lamed 230, Shleit Bahalva, one should not claim a loan, Shabbalashvis, which the Shemitah has already passed. Shlomo, like it says in the Pasuk, Le'yigos Esra'eyu, and I'll go ahead and forcefully claim the loan from your friend if it's already after the Shemitah year. Reish Lamed 231, Shle Yimonim Alahalvis La'ani, but you shouldn't hold back from lending to the poor person, Ne'a Shemitah, because you know it's going to be canceled when the Shemitah year comes. Shlomo, because it says in the Pasuk, Yishamlecha, you should be careful for you, Penyeh Dovav, maybe there's going to be something by you, which Zakal, this is the rule, Kamokim Shlomo, Yishamah, whenever it says, to be careful, like pen, or maybe, or yal, or don't. In the elements of this, it's a negative prohibition saying that you shouldn't hold back from lending because of the Shemitah that's going to cancel it. Reish Lamed Beis 232, not to hold back from giving sustenance for a poor person, and to give him what he needs. Shlomo says impossible. Don't harden your heart. Nimtza comes out, if someone gives charity, does a positive commandment. If someone eludes and he holds himself back, he turns a blind eye from giving charity, more than that he's just nullifying a positive commandment, he's violating this negative prohibition of Lisa Amitz es Lavavcha. Rish Lamed Gimel 233, not to send away a Jewish slave empty-handed, because she has a chavshim and he goes out free. Shlomo says, the pasuk, don't send him back empty-handed. Rishlam down 234. Shli itfa ani b'chayvai, not to claim from a poor person regarding his debt. When he knows he's poor, and that he shouldn't bother him and oppress him. Shouldn't, like says the pasuk, he shouldn't be like a creditor of him. He doesn't have what to pay back. What are you bothering him for? Rish Lamed Hey 235. Not to lend on interest, which is getting back more money than you lent to a Jewish person. Shalom, like says in the pasuk, your money you shouldn't give to him with biting and with increase, which is because it bites on him regarding all the interest that he has to pay back. Rish Lamed above 236. Not to borrow. This is on the borrow, not to borrow on interest. Namak says in the pasuk, "Le'sashik lo'achicha, don't bite to your brother." Which kachlam the piashmur. This is what they learned from tradition. Shazuas hogal aloiva. This is a warning to the borrower, shle yinashik lamalva, not to bite to the lender, meaning by paying him back on interest, which is accomplice in the crime. Rishlam Zayin 237. Shle'lahoshes yod bein loiva umalva beribis. Not to place a hand between the borrower and the lender that are doing this loan on interest. Not to be a guarantor, not to be a witness, not to write the document between them. You shouldn't place on you this interest. Any party to this is in violation of this halacha. 238. Not to delay the wages of the hired worker. Don't leave overnight the wages of the worker who worked. 239. Not to take collateral forcibly from his creditor. Shlomik says in the pasuk, "Savil beisay lavad avayta." Don't come to his house to take collateral. Reish mem 240. Shloilem noya ha'avayt mibaalav ha'ani. Not to hold back the collateral from the owner who's poor. Beish rutzarta when he needs the collateral that you took from that security. Shlomik says in the pasuk, "Leisishka b'avayta." Don't lay down to sleep by with his security. Kalem. In other words, leitishka. Don't lay down the avad imcha and his security is with you. El tishavendel b'alayla. Rather give back to him at nighttime. Hal b'tzarta b'alayla. Since he needs that blanket, that pillow, whatever it is that you have security, he needs it at nighttime. Rishman Malv 241. Shalomashkin halmana, not to take collateral from a widow. Shalomik says impossible. Sachbal beg lamana, don't take collateral security from the garment of a widow. Rishman Beis 242. Shalach b'kelim shoyz b'machon nefesh, not to take security vessels that are used for the production of food. Shalomik says impossible. Yachbal rechaim rechem, don't take as collateral these two stones, these two round stones that are used to grind one on top of the other for food that he needs it for those types of things. That should not be taken as a collateral. Now, regarding holding back from things that are criminal, that are hurtful to other people, Reish Mem Gimel 243, Shloi Lignev Nefesh Meisrael, not to steal a soul of a Jewish person, meaning don't kidnap. Shlomik says the pasuk Leisignev, which Zekunev Nefesh actually refers to stealing a person, what's called kidnapping. Reish Mem Dal 244 is Shloi Lignev Mammon, not to steal money. Shlomik says the pasuk Leisignevu, which Zugunev is Mammon, that refers to stealing of the money. In contrast to the other one, is referring to stealing a person.